this is Bob Bergen, and you're listening to A to the TV Confidential, folks.
But Robert, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. If all goes well, we will welcome film and television actress Linda Day George. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, I hope you'll indulge me for this last segment of this week's program as we pay tribute to a colleague of mine named David Cummings. Listeners of our affiliate station, KSAV, know David Cummings as the host of Rockin' and Rhythm, a weekly music show that originated from KFAI Fresh Air Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul. He had an eclectic taste in music and was a collector of classic old radio for more than 30 years. David Cummings passed away this past Sunday, December 22nd. David Cummings was also a good friend of June Foray. June Foray, the actress known around the world as the voice of Rocket J. Squirrel on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. David knew June Foray for more than 10 years, and he shared a few memories of their friendship when he appeared on TV Confidential as part of our tribute to June Foray in September 2017. I'm guessing that your connection and eventual friendship with June stemmed from your interest in classic radio.
Well, there is that, and also my interest growing up, for the most part, like so many of us did, watching Rocky and Bullwinkle on television. I've always been a big fan of June's, whether it was the old radio when she was working with Stan Freberg in the 50s, and of course so much of the animation. And I first got to chat with June and get to know her through my friend Gary Owens.
Uh-huh. In beautiful downtown Burbank, not far from where I'm recording this.
Exactly. And I was talking with Gary, this is a number of years ago, and I don't remember how the subject came up, but June's name was mentioned, and I thought, oh, you know, I talked to him about how much I enjoyed her work and everything, and he says, well, you want her number? Sure. So I called her up, and that was the start of a great friendship that we had. She was such a nice lady, so I always thank Gary for that. And unfortunately, he's not with us anymore either. But so many of these talented people in radio or music or television are leaving us.
I never had the chance to meet her, David, but just reading up on her, especially some of the tributes from some colleagues I have, they all focus on what a professional she was. She lived just short of 100, but she was very tireless, and most important, she was a true professional to the end.
Oh, I certainly agree. Did so many things. I mean, you look at well, she doesn't. I guess it's a resume in a sense, and you see how many things that she has done over the years and did them so well, and kept doing them over and over. And she was such a multi-talented person. One of the things that I don't think a lot of people know is that she was a member of the Motion Picture Academy for the Oscars, and she sat in that group for, gosh, 25 years almost, I think.
She was also one of the founding members of the, I think it's ASIFA.
Correct. I think she was one of the people who tirelessly worked to get that recognition for people who worked in animation, and she was at the very beginning of that.
You mentioned that you got her number through Gary Owens. So, okay, so you had the initial phone conversation. When was the first time you met her in person?
Oh, it's probably, I don't know, maybe, oh, it's more than 10 years ago. She lived in Woodland Hills,
mm-hmm.
And my wife and I, well, we wanted to go out to see June, and we have some friends that live in Glendale. And so we went to her house, and her house was like walking into a little museum for all the things that she had there. It was just amazing, and she was so gracious. And at that time, we hadn't met face to face. We had talked many times on the phone,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a very large house. But we went there, and hung out there for a while, and that weekend there was a Spurdvac convention, and you maybe you're familiar with Spurdvac, but it's a group of people. It's the Society for the Preservation of Adventure and Comedy and Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're old radio people, and she was performing some recreations of radio shows then with the Spurdvac people, along with Gary Owens and along with Jana Waldo, who was another
mm-hmm.
friend, Jana Waldo, among other things, the voice of Judy Jetson,
mm-hmm.
so another person in animation. And so we hung out with June for a while on that weekend, and then I think the following year we went back, and probably one of the most memorable nights with June was when she took us to the Magic Castle.
Uh-huh.
And she had been a member there almost since the inception of that. And so I had never been to the Magic Castle before. And so we had dinner there and watched some of the magic shows. And there was one that we watched where the magician went through his act. And at the very end of the act, he ends up supposedly being stabbed in the back. And he slumps over his desk or whatever he had there. And that was the end of the show when we're walking out, and June sort of leans over to him and gives him the Rocky voice and says, "Hokey smoke, Bullwinkle." And but the guy held his character. He did. But she was good for a laugh and doing things like that. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Listening to a conversation with radio host David Cummings that originally aired in September 2017, in which David shared a few memories of his friendship with June Foray. David Cummings passed away this past Sunday, December 22nd. You mentioned that her house in Woodland Hills was not a large house. June Foray was not a large person. She was petite. But the remarkable thing is she took care of herself. I mean, she took incredible care of herself.
Oh, exactly. She was always on the move. She just was not one to be sitting around. And when I first met her, she was driving a Jaguar sedan. And she was one of those, I guess I would say, little old lady who drove looking through the steering wheel. So it was a large black car.
Yeah.
But she got around with that. Unfortunately, just a few years, well, it's been a little more than a few years ago, she had to give up her driver's license, and she was really bummed about that. Drive around anymore. Also, she, during the time I knew her, she had taken a number of falls. And one that she liked to talk about was falling off a bar stool. And it's not quite what you might think. She was meeting somebody for lunch somewhere, and you know, she'd have a cocktail once in a while, and she was sitting up on a stool, and she had shoes with higher heels
mm-hmm.
on. And when she went to get off the stool, and her heel got caught in the rung of the stool, and
ouch.
On she went. And so that put her out of commission for a little while, but not for long. She was back, you know, back working again.
I bet you she said hokey smoke after that.
You know, she certainly might have. One of the memories, too, of going to her house, and after she had finally won an Emmy,
mm-hmm.
and she won an Emmy for Garfield, her work on the Garfield television cartoon show, and she had so many trophies, and was, again, it was just a treat to be able to go through her house and look and see all the stuff that she had from all the things that she worked with. So,
do you have a favorite recording or recordings of June that you like to play just out of pleasure, or that you may have played one of your shows?
Well, of course, there was so much of what she was doing, but there was a piece that she did, again, on the Rocky Bullwinkle show, when one of the characters she played was Nell, which was Inspector Fenwick's daughter in the Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right, right.
There's a section of that where she's singing and being the, I can't remember the exact name that they gave her, but, and of course she's singing off key. She was telling me about that. She said, you know, that Jay Ward just wanted her to vocalize with something, and she did it all, you know, controlled, but terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorites. Almost anything with the Rocky Bullwinkle stuff, but one of her favorites that I listened to and I've played is when she was on the Stan Freberg radio program,
mm-hmm.
and this goes back to the mid-50s, and one of her favorites was a bit called Max's Delicatessen, which is a skit about having a wrong number. June would call up Stan Freberg, their characters, and she's always looking for Max's Delicatessen, and it's pretty hilarious. And another one was when she was on the Stan Freberg show, and they were having a Miss Universe contest, and she wanted to enter the contest as Miss Jupiter. and so she's got antenna, and she says, what about the wheels? And she says, well, that's one of my best features, shapely wheels. Just about everything she ever did is pretty entertaining. So,
any final thoughts on your friendship with June Foray that you'd like to share with our listeners, David?
Well, she was such a pleasant person and such a generous person, and I think my biggest regret is not getting to know her sooner. But for the last number of years that I got to know her, she was just always excited. When I'd call her up on the phone, and she'd sound like she was, you know, she was so glad to hear my voice, and when are you coming out? When are you coming out? Kind of, asking all the time, and so she was, again, just a great friend, and intelligent, and talented, and I'll miss her.
Radio host David Cummings sharing a few memories of his friendship with June Foray as part of our tribute to June Foray that originally aired in September 2017. David Cummings died of cancer this past Sunday, December 22nd. From reading the journal of David's hospice stay, it sounds like his final days were peaceful and pain-free. My thoughts are with his friends, family members, colleagues, and listeners. We'll be right back.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Connie Stevens,
Don Wells, Eric Braden,
Tony Camille,
Jansen Williams,
Don Most,
Troy Finnis,
Peter Marshall,
Sherry Alberoni,
George Slaughter,
Dan Castellaneta,
Taylor Hicks,
Lindsay Wagner,
Loretta Swit,
and many, many more of your favorite celebrities and people behind the scenes in the world of television. That's TV Confidential, every week on this station
and every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio Incorporated, a peerless TV soundtrack archive preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atvaudio.com.
One more item for our listeners in Southern California. The American Cinematheque will honor legendary casting director Marvin Page on Sunday, January 26th, with a special screening of The Last of Sheila at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The classic thriller from 1973, The Last of Sheila, starred James Mason, Raquel Welch, Richard Benjamin, and Diane Cannon. Both Richard Benjamin and Diane Cannon will be interviewed on stage at the Egyptian Theater by film historian Foster Hirsch immediately following the screening. For tickets and more information, go to AmericanCinematheCalendar.com. The evening starts at 5:30 p.m. with a pre-screening reception. The Last of Sheila will then be shown at 6:30 p.m., followed by the live discussion. That's The Last of Sheila, The Last of Sheila, special screening Sunday, January 26th at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, with a live interview with Richard Benjamin and Diane Cannon immediately following the screening. For tickets and more information, AmericanCinematheCalendar.com, AmericanCinematheCalendar.com.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/join.
Hi, this is Constance Towers, and welcome to TV Confidential.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential, and you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Hi, this is Robert Glassy. You're listening to TV Confidential.
And Robert's with a reminder that Grateful Guilt, Living in the Shadow of My Heart by Stephen J. Taibbi. Grateful Guilt, Living in the Shadow of My Heart, available at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. For more on Stephen J. Taibbi, go to GratefulGuilt.com. Also a reminder that you can follow Michael Bell on Twitter, at MichaelBellBO. For more of Michael's workshops, MichaelBellVoices.com. That'll do it for our program this week. Folks, Ed Robertson, back for Tony Figueroa, Donna Ellen, Phil Grace, Greg Airborne, our producer, Chris Corman. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.